the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. You got Brazil. You've got the peanut. You've got the walnut. You got the chestnuts. There's a lot of nuts out there. And today, let's celebrate. It's National Nut Day. Unless it has an ulterior meaning, because there are a lot of nut cases out there, primarily Adam Gase.
Well, exactly, Brad, and I'm sitting here trying to decide whether or not, National Nut Day could go in a lot of different directions, some of which are reserved for special channels on the internet, if you know what I mean.
Well, and I could be a part of those special channels on the internet at Noisy Wavos on Twitter and follow Lundy at Nate Lundy.
Okay, now, in all seriousness, do you have, like, I if we're sticking with the wholesome version of National Nut Day, I am a sucker for, I remember the first time I had honey roasted peanuts, and I thought I was in heaven.
Oh, God, they're great. I go to Costco, and they've got, like, the Savannah brand of premium honey roasted nuts. So there's, like, there's pecans in there. There's cashews in there. It's like a cashew's a legume, by the way. It's not even a nut. It's pistachios in there. Oh, it's so delicious. But I will say this, the most disgusting nut, and it should never belong in any kind of premium quality, high-grade nut ensemble, the Brazil nut. Get rid of them.
Oh, get rid of them. Knock that right out. I'm just impressed that you knew that it was a legume of all things.
I have random facts and stats just up my ass on a regular basis. So there you go. Maybe it's because it's National Nut Day and I've just got these nutty things in my head.
Yeah, well, many people think that everything you tweet on a regular basis at Noisy Huevos is nuts. So
that's accurate. That is definitely an accurate statement. So I have no way to segue here. So if you want to get on some nutty action.
There you go.
Nutty action. Do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, week 6 of the NFL is in the books. Week 7 is on the horizon as tomorrow night we have Giants and Eagles in a game that, of course, we're hankering for some action on. And get all that right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And for week 7, they're bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, go to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code FTN. Look, if you want to get in on some of the World Series action, the MMA, UFC 254 on the horizon, you could do that as well. You could turn $1 into $100 by betting on either of those sports. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook right now. Just download the app first and then go to the sportsbook, sign up with that promo code FTN. And when you sign up, you get a chance of up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a sign up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for more details. Gambling problem? I don't have one. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to the hump day version of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's get a little sneak preview of Thursday Night Football and an intra-divisional matchup in a division in which 6 wins, I think. It's possible. Can we just contract the NFC East? It's just so bad. Giants, Eagles, I'm taking the under. Lundy at 43.5 with a -112 juice right now at DK Sportsbook. It's going to be a hashtag Tequila Thursday worthy affair. The Philadelphia Eagles in shambles right now, the offensive line. Vertically, the only trustworthy the option that they have, Travis Fulgham. Remember, no Miles Sanders. Boston Scott's going to fill his shoes. No Zach Ertz. No Dallas Goedert. Maybe no Alshon Jeffrey. Probably no Jalen Reagor. It's going to be like John Hightower and Fulgham and a whole bunch of other dudes. Now, Hightower is way up there in air yards, which is fascinating, but then you look at the Giants. You know, Devontae Freeman is getting a lion's share of the touches, but the Eagles have done a tremendous job bottling up the run. They're only giving up right around 3.4 yards per carry, the running back position. They've been better than advertised vertically as well in terms of defense. I just think this is going to be a war of attrition. 9-6. Maybe we get like an oddball score, 3-2 final. I don't know. But I'm just not digging. You know, Bryce Harper goes yard.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like you're throwing out World Series scores here.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? Fade or follow to the under 43.5?
This feels like an easy follow for me. This is one of the exact examples, as you said, of why we do hashtag Tequila Thursday and why you just go ahead and pour it neat. Don't bother to mix it with anything.
No, don't put it on ice. No.
Sometimes you just need to lock and load with the straight stuff, and that's what this game is going to wind up being. You talk about the injuries that Philly is dealing with. The Giants are, well, they're the Giants. And you're talking about a division that, as you said, forget contracting a team. Let's just contract the entire division. You know, do I think we're going to see a 3-2 pitchers duel? No, but I also think 43.5, that's more points than these guys have got in them to get done on a Thursday night. I will follow and take the under.
Bartender, pour it stiff.
Number 4.
Oh, sticking with this god-awful division. I don't know why. Subconsciously, I just realized that subconsciously, I must have written this down thinking of the same division. Dallas and Washington, they're squaring off this week. I'm taking the Fighting Footballs. +1.5. Is there anything about Dallas that you trust right now after what Andy Dalton did under the primetime lights? Now, this is a daytime game. So, you know, this usually benefits him. It's, you know, when the moon comes up, when strange things happen to the Great Pumpkin. But I like this Washington team. I think Kyle Allen's going to have a lot of success vertically against this secondary, giving up 7.4 pass yards per attempt. We know that Dallas cannot defend the run. This could be a nice little 1-2 punch of Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissic catching passes out of the backfield. And Washington, with their aggressive pass rush of Chase Young and Montez Sweat, if they can dial up the pressure, much like Arizona did, what is Andy going to do in the pocket? He's going to wilt. So give me Washington. Screw this. You know, I don't even need to point out. Just take him on the money line. Straight up. Fighting Footballs, take it. Fade or follow.
I'll follow you on this one. Here's what's funny, Brad. This is, you know, we talked on yesterday's podcast about this idea of trying to jump on some of these early week lines. When this first came out, it was Washington +3. And now,
wow.
And now it's swapped around. And I've even seen it in some places as a straight up pick 'em. So then you are basically playing the money line. So yeah, you can tell after that pathetic performance against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals on Monday night that Dallas has all the betters leaning the other way for the Fighting Footballs. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to follow because this might be the one that Washington just pulls straight up as Dallas continues to attempt to play football, but no, not very well.
Oh, Dallas just crumbling right before our eyes.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to the monkeyknifefight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by the DFS outlet. MonkeyKnifeFight.com. If you've never been there, it's unlike any other DFS game. It's just more or less over or under on yards, on yardage for the quarterback or the receiver or the rusher, touchdowns, receptions, whatever, and fantasy points. We're going to get to one of those here in a minute, tied to the Thursday night football game. And if you go there and you sign up with the promo code FTN, you get a free $5 game on the house. There's no sharks in the water. It's just you against the book. That's it. At MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Use that promo code FTN. I'm all about the Travis Fulgham right now. I am feeling Fulgham, and I'm feeling the over on 12.5 fantasy points, which he has obliterated here in 3 consecutive games. He is the irrefutable number one target for Carson Wentz in this offense. Again, no Zach Ertz. We'll see if anybody else returns, but the cupboard is pretty bare there for Philadelphia. Sure, he's going to see James Bradbury in coverage. He's given up a 69.9, nice, passer rating to his assignments. But Fulgham, here the last 3 games, 24 targets, 18 catches, 284 yards, uno, dos, tres, touchdowns, nearly caught a Hail Mary at the buzzer last week. A player that's averaging 17.4 yards per catch. It's top 12, a contested catch rate. There's a lot to like for the former 6th-round pick playing for his 3rd team in 2 years. Travis Fulgham is an emerging superstar, and I'm all over this over, again, at 12.5 fantasy points in a PPR setting. Remember that. Fade or follow the over on Fulgham.
Well, here we are once again talking about a game that we don't even want to watch. But I'll go ahead and follow you on this one, because what else is there for Philly? That's right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
At this point, it may be Carson Wentz trying to complete passes to himself. So, yeah, give me Fulgham on this one. You know, we're talking about the 12.5 fantasy points. To me, this comes down to, you know, the fact that you get, you know, you got the receptions, you got the yards. I think this is like a 5-catch, 72, 73 for him. So I think he gets up over this number, and hopefully, if you're a fantasy owner and you're in desperate need of help with bye weeks and everything else, that, you know, maybe he's somebody that gets into the end zone for you as well. So I will follow, because I think those points are going to be there because, hey, ball's got to go to somebody.
Hammer the over on Fulgham.
Number two.
All right, let's move on to a game that hopefully will be nothing like Thursday Night Football. Detroit and Atlanta. The total is 56.5 and a -112 juice on the over. And that is my lean here. And the Falcons are just deep fried defensively. The only thing they do well is defend the run. And Detroit, you know, outside of what DeAndre Swift did last week, and, you know, Adrian Peterson's had a little bit of success here. They have struggled in the trenches. I think, you know, DeAndre Swift could have a very nice game in the flat, as Atlanta's given up a boatload of catches to the running back position. But where they are most vulnerable is downfield, because this is a decrepit secondary, and they have no answer for Kenny Galladay. I think Marvin Jones bounces back after a couple of sorrowful performances in consecutive weeks. I think Matthew Stafford will put up some crooked numbers. And you look at Detroit, and, you know, they're cute, cuddly kittens on defense in their own right. So this game has got a lot of that pew, pew, pew shootout appeal. Again, Atlanta, 38-25 week one, 40-39 week two. Their lowest scoring game of the season, week five, 23-16 against Carolina. Then last week, 40-23 with Minnesota. There's no defense being played. It's not like Detroit is really going to throw up a brick wall for anybody, particularly in the trenches against Todd Gurley, or downfield in coverage, as Jeffrey Okuda is still trying to acclimate and get adjusted. Young, talented defender in that secondary for the Lions, but he's got miles to go to gain respectability in this league. Fade or follow me in a pinball match, the over 56.5 total points for Lions and Falcons.
Pinball match is a perfect way to put it, because the more you do the pew, 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 I keep thinking about those old school pinball sound effects on the Star Wars game, or all those Mandalorian trailers that ESPN is shoving down our throats right now. Yeah, this is a shootout, 56.5. I think they easily get to 60 or above. You talk about Marvin Jones trying to come back and have a better performance than he's had, but you're right. With the way these two teams are playing defense, you're going to see DeAndre Swift out of the backfield. You're going to see Galladay. You're going to see Jones. You're going to see the other Jones, Julio, getting involved, obviously. This is going to be a back and forth, as you said, pinball. This is defense is optional. And if you're somebody that really likes offense, then for you, pants will be optional as well as you take in this game. This is an over all day long.
No pants required. Bet the over on Lions and Falcons.
Number one.
All right, last one. Steelers and Tennessee, a pair of unblemished teams on the season. This one being played in Nashville. Yes, there will be live humans, no cardboard cutouts, exclusively in the stands there for the Tennessee Titans. But I'm going to take the visitors here. I like the Steelers because the strength will match up on strength. The strength of the Tennessee Titans, clearly Derrick Henry, the historic 200-yard game that he had last week, third of his career, joining some esteemed company. And the Pittsburgh Steelers' strength, yes, they lost Devin Bush, but they still have an extraordinary amount of talent on the defensive line, number one, and fewest adjusted line yards allowed. They're giving up less than 3 yards per carry, the running back position. And Taylor Lewan, remember, is out, tore his ACL for the Tennessee Titans, a massive blow to this offensive line. You can't throw on the Steelers. Could be more of a Ryan Tannehill game, but you could take advantage of the Tennessee Titans everywhere, whether it's in the trenches with James Conner, whether it's with Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson back at practice, maybe even get a Juju sighting in this game. It doesn't matter. I think Big Ben and company come in and hand the Titans their first loss of the season. So I'm laying the 1.5 with Pittsburgh here. Fade or follow.
Absolutely. And I would even just go ahead and I could take the Steelers on the money line even, which, you know, in the early week action, Brad, where it's looking like about $9 out of every $10 are actually rolling on the money line for the Steelers right now. A lot of people expecting Pittsburgh to be the one that comes away with a road win, gives the Titans their first loss. So I'm going to follow you on this one as well. And I would even do the money line, let alone the minus on the points. I just think this is a game that the Steelers can handle. And losing Luan is huge for this Tennessee team. He is so good on that offensive line, and as good as Derrick Henry is at just kind of plowing dudes over, you got to know that he's going to be missing Luan there on the offensive line. So to me, this is another follow. Early week action, a good chance to be able to take advantage of some of the early lines before we see the weekend creep up on us and those lines start moving.
And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Again, check us out on Twitter, me at Noisy Wavos. Check out Lundy at Nate Lundy for all of our nutty takes. Also, drop us a rating and or review. Yeah, lots of them. Would you do so kindly? It really does help the show out tremendously. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.